Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay, brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
I have Pete Petruk in studio with me. He's going to tell you a little bit about the Coloma American Legion. Hello.
How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for coming in to join me today.
Oh, absolutely.
First and foremost, you are the Coloma American Legion Post 362.
Correct.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about the Legion for anyone who's unfamiliar. What do you do there?
Presently, I'm the chaplain, and I handle the spiritual aspect of the post.
Okay.
I'm a past commander, and I am the chairman, Legion chairman, of our fish fry.
Very good. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is the fish fry that you're offering.
Absolutely.
Yeah. However, I wanted to get to know a little bit more about the Legion. How many members do you have?
We've got probably about 250
okay.
Legionnaire members.
Mm-hmm. For anyone who is unfamiliar with where the Legion is at, where are you located?
We are in Coloma, and we are at 351 East St. Joseph Street, which is Red Arrow Highway on the top of the hill.
Yeah.
So, for the flagpole.
So if you're unfamiliar with, I'm sure everybody who knows where the Coloma Dairy Queen is, just keep going past the Coloma Dairy Queen and you'll run into the American Legion.
Or stop there and then go up the hill.
Yeah, bring you guys some
Absolutely.
Ice cream. what are some of the things that you guys do regularly throughout the year that we can, I guess, enjoy or partake in?
Well, during the Glad Peach Festival, we have steak fry.
Yes.
And we have a big membership for that as far as people coming. We're doing the Lentil fish fries right now. Throughout the year, we also do parades and a lot of the patriotic events throughout the area.
I was Miss Coloma in 2008, and I think I recall making a stop at the Legion. Do you have the Queens and Royalty stop by
absolutely.
The Legion and take pictures?
Definitely.
And yeah.
Yep.
So that's a big deal for you guys. I know you're actually pretty busy during the Peach Fest.
Yes, very busy. We do the parade, and we do, like I said, the steak fry.
Okay.
SAL puts that on, Sons of the Legion.
So, yeah, and the Sons of the Legion and also the Women's Auxiliary,
yeah,
right?
All three of those units are working the fish fry. We couldn't do it without their help.
Okay.
And
for anyone who's unfamiliar with how you can become either a Legion member, maybe you want to be part of the Women's Auxiliary, what do we do?
The Legion, to be a Legion member, obviously you have to be a veteran.
Yep.
And you have to be within certain dates to qualify, and you just basically bring out your discharge papers, which is your DD-214, fill out a form, and you get voted in. As far as the Sons of the Legion, you have to have either a mother, father, grandfather, grandmother that was a veteran, and you basically serve in their stead, honoring them. And the Ladies Auxiliary are the women of the Legionnaires.
Yes. This is the question that I always like to ask members like yourself. Why would you encourage people to participate in becoming a part of their local Legion?
The big part about being a part of the local Legion is you help local veterans.
Yep.
Now, granted, some of the money goes nationally, some of the money goes statewide, but most of the money for the dues stays locally. And those programs help both physically and mentally challenged veterans to better themselves and be productive members of society.
So I'm also on our sister station, 97.5 White Country, and we get to go on we do the May We Thank You tour where we stop at the local American Legions, and I get to meet with all of you guys. And really, every time that I go to a Legion, it's just always so welcoming, always a great place to be. You're more than willing to let people in to enjoy whatever it is that you're doing open to the public in any given week. They're really great places. So I would highly encourage, if anyone has never been to a local American Legion, go to the fish fry this coming Friday. Check it out. See what they're all about, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you mind if I ask you about your service?
Certainly. No problem.
What'd you do?
I was in the Marine Corps for 4 years, and then I was in communications.
Okay.
And then I joined the Michigan Air National Guard in Battle Creek with the A-10 unit. I was there for 22 years.
Okay. Well, thank you for your service.
Oh, it was my honor.
And now what do you do today?
I work for a company that repairs barcode equipment, and I travel and do that.
It's always cool to hear the stories on where did the Marines take you and how did you get to where you're going today?
Well, my electronics education in the Marine Corps dovetailed me to go into the civilian world and get a, you know, a decent job.
Exactly. Fantastic. Well, again, thank you. And thank you for, again, serving in Coloma. Do you live in Coloma?
I live in Water Valley.
Okay, very good. Is there a Water Valley Legion?
There is a VFW in, yes, Water Valley, but there is not a Legion.
Okay, very good. So if anyone's listening and wants to learn more, like I said, the easiest way to do so is probably just go to a day that you're open to the public. Are you open to the public on only certain given days, or...
Yes, but if you wish to come and get more information about joining the Legion,
yep,
we are open from 3 p.m. during the weekday,
okay,
on, and we're open at noon on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And if you would like to just come and see what we're all about,
yeah,
and just see if you want to join, or go to your local Legions. There's many, many here in Southwest Michigan,
mm-hmm,
and they would love to do the same.
Exactly. Okay, so you just had a steak fry. How'd it go?
Well,
who's the cook here? Who does the cooking over there?
I wasn't involved, and I wasn't there. The Sons of the Legion did that.
So that went well, and now something that you have to look forward to if you're out in the Coloma, Water Valley, Hartford area, and you want to enjoy fish fries. You do fish fry every night. You're doing it for Lent through March 30th.
Correct.
Is this something you've done in years past?
We did it last year. It was very, very successful. People loved it. Last year, I was hoping to start the fish fry with 80 meals. We did 79. This year, we came out of the chute. I wanted 100, and we did 97.
Holy cow.
So we're...
pretty spot on, then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a lot of work, but it's very rewarding. It's a great meal come out.
Okay. Yeah, I want to talk about this, because looking at it, looks like the fish dinner is $9. If you get all-you-can-eat fish, it's only $2 more. $11. Might as well just go that way. Not only do you get, of course, fish, but you get potatoes, green beans, coleslaw, and bread.
And the bread's baked fresh that Friday.
But there you go. You absolutely know it's fresh. This takes place every Friday through March 30th from 5:30 to 7:30, correct?
Yes.
Do we just show up?
Just show up and eat.
Show up. Is there space? Do a lot of people dine in, take out? How's the flow of the day?
You can actually call in and pick your dinner up. You can come and get a takeout, or you could eat in. Mm-hmm. Also, dessert is included with that.
Oh, there you go.
And that's from our Ladies Auxiliary, who makes some fantastic desserts.
Well, I'm glad that you brought that up, because you said that this is something that all of you work together to
correct
make happen, correct?
Absolutely.
So does each person have like a specific, what do you have to do for these?
Trying to keep the circus in the tent.
Come and promote them on the radio. well, thank you for coming to tell us about them, Pete. So, yes, just put this down on your calendar through March 30th, every single Friday between 5:30 and 7:30. You can just go to the American Legion. And if you're just now tuning in, we're talking about the Coloma American Legion. It's post 362. You probably are familiar with where this is located just by continuing to go onto Red Arrow Highway through to Water Valley, right? You'll
correct
see it on, mm-hmm, the left-hand side if you're passing the Dairy Queen corner. And then I love that we can call in these orders as well, too. So takeouts are available if you call in 468-5501. I'm going to say that one more time. 468-5501. Looks like you have a special deal for kids, too.
Yep.
Between 4 and 12, just $5. And if you're under 4, you eat for free. Yeah.
And for the people that don't like fish, we also have chicken.
You thought of it all.
We don't advertise it.
Okay.
But it's available if you're not a fish eater.
Upon request.
Okay. And a child's menu as well.
Okay. So keep in mind that the fish fry is happening in Coloma for the remainder of the Fridays through March 30th, 5:30 to 7:30. Is this listed anywhere where we can find this?
It's in the Palladium.
Okay.
It's in the Tri-City Record.
Perfect.
And it's in the church bulletins at the Catholic churches.
Fantastic. Otherwise, even easier, just call. See if they're open. Ask any questions if you might have them. 468-5501. Something else that's really cool in Coloma is the St. Patrick's Day Parade that we have upcoming.
Yes, we will be heading that parade. We will be leading that parade off. It's at 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
On the 17th of March, which is actually St. Patrick's Day.
Exactly. It'll be perfect. So I'd like to invite you to Coloma. If you've never been to Coloma, the St. Patrick's Day Parade, you could do like the fish fry dinner the night before, and then you could go to the parade the next day.
Yeah, it is a lighted parade, which,
yes,
is really, really cool.
This is a fun day for the community. I've been down there multiple times. A lot of the bars are really happening. The restaurants downtown are open. They got green beer flowing. You guys will then be in the start of the parade this year then.
Yes.
Okay, and that's at 8:30, and I do happen to know that the person that's actually heading that parade is coming in next week, so she'll have full details in regards to what else is happening in downtown Coloma to go alongside the parade, but keep in mind that some of the Legion members, what do you guys plan to do? Do you just walk in the front?
We march. We don't walk.
We march in the front. How many of you are participating?
We try to get as many as we can,
mm-hmm,
probably seven to eight people, maybe more. Depending on how cold it is.
Oh,
a lot
of
our older members can't handle the cold.
Yeah. Okay, well, make sure that you stop and see them at the parade. Again, that's happening in downtown Coloma. That's Saturday, March 17th, which is St. Patrick's Day. Parade will kick off at 8:30, but otherwise, just make sure you go and get some really good food, right?
Oh, absolutely. You got great comments.
How many people do you have, like, in the kitchen?
We have about four.
Four? Oops.
Okay. And we have some runners that move, you know, get stuff for us and whatnot. And we have an entourage that helps clean up.
Yeah.
We have groups that wipe the tables down and pour coffee for you. And
there you go.
And come to greet you.
Exactly. So the fish fry dinner is happening through March 30th at the Coloma Legion. Keep in mind that includes a lot for the price. So the fish dinner, you can just pay $9, or I would just up it to $2 if you really like the fish. All you can eat for $11.
If you want the greatest desserts in the world, get there early.
Yeah, get there. Just go there right after work. You can pick it up and eat it from home even, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so you can dine in. Again, that dinner includes fish. Unless you don't want the fish, they do have chicken available. You can get au gratin, potatoes, green beans, coleslaw, and that fresh baked bread. That is all included in your menu price. Also, you can pick up 468-5501. Pete, am I missing anything?
I think we've got it covered.
Will you come back and see me when you guys have events and when you have steak dinners like the one for Peach Fest?
Well, I want you to come visit us.
I will.
For the fish fry.
Okay. You know, my family lives there, so maybe we'll have to plan like a Friday night dinner at the Coloma Legion.
You'll be well received.
Fantastic. Thank you for coming in, Pete.
It's my pleasure.
Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay. Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.